A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, November 9th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the disappearance of human rights activist Itai Dzamara. And tomorrow is also a special day. That is when the world commemorates the International Human Rights Day.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And of course, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Firstly, I'd like to say it is very regrettable that 9 months after his Tiger abduction, his whereabouts is still unaccounted for, and it doesn't look like our government is really committed to ensuring that Itai Dzamara is found or his whereabouts is really accounted for. So I'd like to really say we are very sorry about that to the Dzamara family, and to just say to them we continue to pray for them and to hope that God will continue to strengthen them from within. But we were actually tomorrow supposed to launch a convergency during which we were going to incorporate our concerns for the continued disappearance of Itai Dzamara.
Uhulumende walelilizwi ngiyacela nje lokumkhanyiselela ukuthi bakithi benkosi alikeli lilandile ezama-human rights like liwa-receipt nje okokuqala nje ukukuthi nje upresident Mugabe imkhumbule laye izine ngaze akhiye umsebenzi wangaze ahambe lapha angaya khona nje kodwa imemori yakhe umele sihlale silaye ngokusipha nje uDzamara njengomunye wethu esasisebenza laye.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the disappearance of human rights activist Itai Dzamara and also the International Human Rights Day.
Today is November 9th, exactly 8-9 months since the abduction of prominent Zimbabwean activist Itai Dzamara, who is a prominent critic of President Robert Mugabe's government. On March 9th this year, he was forced into an unmarked vehicle and has not been seen since that time.
Tomorrow, Zimbabwe also joins the international community in commemorating the International Human Rights Day. The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, Amnesty International, the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, government, opposition, and other groups will join hands to commemorate the day with the disappearance of Dzamara looming large.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, as time for it.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tinauti tinge tichitarisa nenyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu uye kutsakatika kwakaita murwere wekodzero dzevanhu Itai Dzamara. Uyo aka pambwa musi wa 9 March kusvika pari zvino hapana anoziva kuti ari kupi. Mapurisa anga apuwa chijana chekuti vapote vachizivisa mhuri yake nemagweta ake kuti vasvika papi patsvakiridzo yavari kuita zvavanofanira kunge vachiita mumavhiki maviri maviri ega ega, asi magweta nemhuri yake vari kuti zvinenge zvakonanganga murapwa achida. Hapana ari kubuda pachena kuti anyatsoudze vanhu kuti zvakamira sei pakutsvaga Itai Gibbs.
Ye, kunjalo ke zulukandaba ringalichona njani lapa rikona konangapo ke ngemakaya tinangapa ke hai siyaphila sevei. Ye, sesizwile kuti udaba lwethu lwamhlanje siluqhubayo khonapha kustudio 7 sikhuluma ngakhona kokwehlela umnumzana Itai Dzamara olokhe engabonakali kusukisela ke ngomatshi lonyaka. Ye, sezwa ke idala lomthethwandaba lisithi kumele amapolisa ama-CIO labanye abafanayo bamdinge umnumzana Tsamara. Batsho lokuthi kambe kungabe kuhamba njani nxa bengamfumanisanga. Kodwa ke siyakwazi ukuthi akwakhulunywa ukuthi kambe bakwenza njani konke lokho. Njalo umnumzana uTaya Tsamara lokho engakabonakali. Kuphinda ke kade siloku kwenzakala ngesikhathi kusasa kuzaba le Human Rights Day okumele inanzwe umhlaba wonke jikelele. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu kamnumzana uTsamara njalo ngelanga lelo elamalungelo oluntu. Nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo khona manje nasi nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Lifone kanye selifone lakhona ngapho zulukandaba nasi number 001-202-619-2077. Ye, kungakunjalo fowethu.
Gibbs, tuda kuti tinzwe kubva kwamuri imi vatereri vechirongwa chino kuti munoti kudii nenyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu mungati dziri kuremekedzwa here imo muZimbabwe. Gibbs, I also have a letter here that was written by Itai's wife, Shefra Tsamara. I'll just read parts of the letter, the whole letter as we go. And first, she says, and I quote, Itai has been my husband for almost 9 years. We are very close. We share everything. And he is my best friend. He is well respected by his community. Whenever he would go to the local barbershop, the place where he was abducted, people would always gather to hear his thoughts about what is happening in our country. Knowing how things are in Zimbabwe, I was worried about him, but he felt this was his calling. Itai took a petition to the president asking him to step down and make way for new elections. He spoke about how many people were unemployed and said that the president had not created the jobs he had promised. After he delivered the petition, the trouble started. We began living in fear. Whenever he came home late, we would worry that something might have happened to him. I knew something was wrong when I noticed the two cars going up and down our road. Every time they went past our gate, they slowed down and they peered into the yard. They went back and forth 5 times. This was on Thursday before Itai disappeared. The authorities felt that Itai was a threat. They became afraid that people were starting to support his thinking and that this would cause trouble for them. So they decided to remove him from the picture. Those who took him know that everything is not well in Zimbabwe and that eventually people would have stood with Itai and supported his cause. This is very difficult for me. Itai did nothing wrong. Everything he did is allowed in the country and in the constitution. He protested peacefully and never destroyed anything. He didn't even retaliate when they beat him up. He does not like violence. He even wrote 10 golden rules on using non-violent strategies in protest. This is part of the letter. We'll continue to read what Shefra Tsamara wrote about his abducted husband. Gibbs.
Now, I think we've got our first guest, and that is Bishop Anselmo Makaya, who has been working with the Tsamara family over this issue for a long time now. Bishop Makaya, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, gentlemen, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much.
Bishop Makaya, it's now 6 months since the abduction and disappearance of Itai Tsamara. Do you think the government, in particular the police, is doing enough to make sure that he is found?
Yes, thank you very much for that question. It's actually not 6 months.
Nine months.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 9 months since Itai Tsamara was abducted. And we talked about it in public. There have been media reports. And the court
I think we've lost
Bishop Makaya? We might be having a problem there. Let's also try human rights lawyer, Mr. Zimbabwe Chibwa. Mr. Chibwa, good evening.
doing? How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. And of course, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights is joining other organizations in commemorating the International Human Rights Day. Just tell us about your program tomorrow.
Yes, that is fine. As you correctly point out, 10 December is recognized as the International Human Rights Day. And we as Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, whose objective is to ensure that human rights are respected and promoted across the whole sector of society. We take this day very seriously. And it is because of that that we have lined up a very exciting program to celebrate the Human Rights Day. And our theme centers around the link between the Constitution and the giving effect of human rights. And on the panel, it will be moderated by Amnesty International Director Mutiopros Muchena. We also have a number of key representatives from different sectors, from government, from members of parliament, civic society. We've got Deputy Chairperson of the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, Jesima Joma, who's an MP, Fortune Chas, who's also an MP, and Eric Matinenga, former Minister of Justice. We also have on the demand side Japhet Moyo from the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Union, Salidura representing the Women's Coalition, and Professor Maduko, also a constitutional expert who is adding an academic dimension to the conversation. And I'm also joining that panel.
I think we've got another guest, and that is Mr. Charles Nyoni of Occupy Africa Unity Square. Mr. Nyoni, good evening and welcome to the program. Are you there, Mr. Nyoni?
Yes.
Yeah, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Thank you very much. So what did you do today to remember Itai Dzamara?
Today, as we mark 9 months since Itai was abducted, it's a very sad day for us because still up to date, the government has not done anything. And as usual, we occupied Africa Unity Square and had a moment of silence in remembrance of our comrade who is still not among us.
Yes, ngathi ke konke kade likwenza lamhlanje ubona ngazani ke kulibambe njani enhlizweni nxa selicabanga umnumzana uItai Dzamara.
Ukubuhlungu ke kithi ukuthi sibuthane ku-Africa Unity Square sibe lesikhathi sokuthula sicabanga ngo-Itai Dzamara ngoba ngomunye wethu esasebenza la ephakathi kwethu ophongukuthathwa nje okungena explanation. So yinto ebuhlungu kakhulu edanisayo, into ebambayo abantu ukuthi yabona amadoda labafana abakhulu inyembezi zithonta nje bezithulile. So
hayi ubambe khonapho ungayikatshala mnumzana.
Ndinofunga Bishop Magaya vanenge vadzoka nemanhare dzinenge dziri kuti ndetsei. Bishop Magaya?
Nhare dzacho dziri kuti ndetsei ndichana.
Tanga tambobvunza zviya kuti mungati mapurisa ari kuita zvakakwana here mukuferefeta kwavo kuti ndiani akapamba Itai?
Odo, handifungi kuti vari kuita zvakakwana kana kuti handifungi kuti vari kunyatsoita nemazvo. Ndandichitsanangura ine muchiti mapurisa edu anoziva basa ravo kana kuri kwokuti zvavo hapana kumbuingidzwa kwavari kuitwa uye vachinyatsoda vanachiuri vacho vachida tinoziva kuti vachiuri vakatombopuwa mubayiro makore akati wandei akapfuura anoenderana neunyanzvi hwatinoona hunoitwa nemapurisa edu. Munganditaurira inini kuti nam motikari yakanyatsoonekwa zvakanakanaka vanhu voripota zvavakaona munitaurira kuti hapana kana information yavangangova akasangana navo ingangovatungamirira kuti vazive kuti chii chakaitika kuna Itai Dzamara. Odo, hatibvumi kuti vari kuita basa nemazvo.
Gibbs. Now let's turn back to you, Mr. Chimbuka. What can the family do at this moment, to, push for the, police to investigate exactly what happened to Dzamara?
Well, it's very hard to push the police per se because in terms of our constitution, they probably are the only body that is mandated to actually carry out investigations. But I think what is critical and crucial is to escalate the political pressure by keeping the message alive. And I think platforms such as these, where these issues are put out there, are quite important. I think it's important to engage with various state agencies, such as the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, even engaging other state actors like Parliament to raise the message around the enforced disappearance that happened to Zamara. And the hope is that as the issue remains topical, as the issue remains being discussed, then some solution of some sort will be found. Otherwise, we have had other disappearances before where after a few days or a few weeks or even a few months, people forget that someone disappeared with no trace. So I think the issue needs to be kept at the top of the any agenda of discussion in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much for those of you who are just joining us. This is Studio 7, and tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the state of the human rights situation in Zimbabwe with the abduction and disappearance of human rights activist Itai Dzamara, and also Zimbabwe tomorrow joining the world in commemorating the International Human Rights Day. Gibbs, mkoma gift kusilobela. Mangadi mkoma gift? Aiwa, tirina ni kuri sei kusilobela? Kungoti fodi nziri kuti nese iri kuita maungira. Kana kuti mboti fambe mbichana kubva pamuri papo. Mukoma gift? Yeah, ndofunga tinenge takunzwanana zvakanaka manje. Taurai zvenyu, munoona sei nyaya yekodzero dzevanhu munyika umu? Nekutsakatika kwaita Dzamara.
Nyaya yekutsakatika kwaDzamara inotisiita zvikuru, nekuti kana ine vanhu vanenge vanobatsira vaya vanenge vasinga zvivi, vanenge mapofu, vachiwana vanhu vanenge vanotungamirira vanhuvo vaata nyaya dzekukodzero dzavanhu, tinova kunzi munhu akadaro watsakatika hazvinhu zvinenge zvinosiita chaizvo.
Asi semaonerenyu, munofunga kuti zvinoitirwei zvekuti vanhu vanongopambwa munyika yakasununguka?
Panenge pasina kusunungukaaaa umudaanokofuti waakuona zvinhu zvia zvavasingadi vakuru vakuru saka vasingadi ndio zvavasingadi hauna chaungaita asi chinhu chakaita chaizvo.
Saka poitwa sei nhai mukoma gift kugadzirisa dambudziko iri?
Zvinoda kuramba wakasinga sekutaura kwavo.
Aiwa,
zvinhu zvakadaiso zvikaregerekwa zvichiramba zvichiitika zvinotinetsei.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma gift nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Zvakanakaya.
Tinotenda. Of course, I heard from Gift in Slobela. He's saying if these things continue to happen, it's clear that people are not that independent. You know, there's no independence to talk about. Some might just say it was a mere flag and anthem independence and not coming with the rights that people had fought for. Gibbs.
As we like, kumnumzano Charles Nyoni, kuna ngalike harare. Baba Nyoni, loko konekto wen? Uyangizwa Nyoni?
Ye, ndiyakuzwa khona.
Ye, baba Nyoni, siyakhumbula ukuthi wakhuluma usithi kuyamela ukuthi liye emthethwandaba liyefa kudaba lolu lokuthi kudingwe umnumzana u-Itai Dzamara. Kwagcina ngani khonokho?
Ye, khathesi abamaloya khathesi sebeqedile ukulungisisa amaphepha abo ukuze sibuyele nje futhi okwesibili okwesithathu asisakwazi ukuthi ngokwesingaki ukuze siyebona amapholisa nabemthethandaba ukuthi bemdini sibili u-Itai ngoba kakhula lithi abalenzayo.
Ngicela ukufaka ngesikhiwa ngesilungu khonokho, ngesikhiwa.
Yes, we have been waiting for the lawyers to finish doing up their papers once again so that we might refile again another application at the lawyers at the court so that the court would once again order the police force to redo its job and to periodically give us reports on their progress.
When was the last report that you got from the police?
We only got one report ever since they were ordered in March, and that was that. We haven't got any other report ever since that. And the report that they gave, they did not bring it as an official report. They just released a sort of a half statement in press mm-hmm. that they were still conducting investigations.
Let's go to Bishop Magaya. Bishop Magaya, there were also plans by you and some who are working with you to go to other provinces and talk about the disappearance of Dzamara. The last time you were trying to do it in Rishavani, it was stopped. What is the latest on that?
Yes, we haven't given up because the tie is not yet found, mm-hmm. and we will not give up. Why? Mm-hmm. Because we want to make it very, very clear that never again would any Zimbabwean be abducted, and then people just keep quiet like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think this should really torture them from within.
Mm-hmm.
Until actually there is an expressed regret.
Mm-hmm.
As to with regards to the security of certain. So, yes, we have had a few challenges that have slowed down our plans, but certainly we are proceeding, we are continuing next year. We will continue to do that, and we will actually also make a statement next week.
Now, let's turn to you, Mr. Chimbwa. It seems as if maybe this issue of taking this matter to court, like what Mr. Anyon is saying, may not bear any kind of fruits. And so are they wasting their time here?
Well, as I said in my last contribution, it's important. I mean, we filed the court application, and the police is actually required to give frequent updates.
Mm-hmm.
To the Dzamara family, on what action they are taking. What this does is to keep the political pressure on the issue and to make sure that it just doesn't die a natural death. Obviously, we are not able to say whether this will be a fruit or not, because we, as many most people out there, do not know what will happen. But all we know is that from the few facts that we've got and the profile that Dzamara had, the hand of the state is always suspected to have been involved.
Mm-hmm.
So what is required is for all the actors out there to keep that advocacy high on the agenda. And hopefully one of these days we'll have some resolution as to what happened to him. Maybe he'll be found alive, or at least I think what the family needs is closure as to where is he and what happened to him.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chimbwa. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. We are talking, of course, about the International Human Rights Day. The commemorations are on tomorrow. And, of course, we are also talking about the disappearance of human rights activist Itai Dzamara. Tinemwe mtereri, mkoma David Dube, ndofungandisho. Makadi mkoma David. Mkoma David. Mukoma David, vadube muripo here parunare. Nare achinengiri kuti netse Gibbs.
Yeah, ukanyonga hlupa sibili. Let's get back to you, Bishop Makaya. So we know that prayer has got a lot of punch, you know, in terms of, you know, people looking for salvation. So at the end of the day, are you going to hold one of the prayer meetings anytime soon for Dzamara?
We are going to do that, but obviously now because people are wrapping up the year, it will not be easy for us to be able to do that during this year. But what, as I said before, what we will do is that as we are going to be launching a Convergence to Zimbabwe National Agreement Platform next week, we will also, of course, talk about the disappearance of Itazimara will also call for moments of prayer to just remember one of our own that has not been around for a while and the whereabouts still unaccounted for.
Mm-hmm. Regaiti dzokere kuna vanyoni. Va nyoni muchiri kuenderera here mberi nechirongwa cheAfrica cheOccupy Africa Unity Square. Tinenge taangozwa kuti vanhu vanenge vati zizi zviri chiri kuita here kana kuti
hongu tichiri kuenderera mberi, asi mazuva ano tiri kunyanyobatikana nekuita tumademo tune pamusoro pezvakasiyana siyana. Saka kuenderera mberi tichiri kuenderera mberi.
Murgus, makasununguka here kana kuti mune muchingotya kuti pane vari kukuteerai?
Kuteerwa tagara tinoteerwa, kusungwa tagara tinosungwa, svondera kupfuura tatirimo tasungwa, takadhipendwa nenhau yekuita demo pamusoro pavamupoko. Saka tatozvijaira ende hatiri Gibbs, tinotongoramba tichizviti.
Gibbs,
kwota kusindakangana nokuti rivele chaitoitoi kurapa pamanyoni.
Kuyasinda sivili ngoba vayasitaya, vayasivopa, vayasilandina, vayasiphelekezela emizini. So kuyasinda, abanye besaba but abalutshwane baloke bephambili, sileke sihamba sidonsa nje lapho itaya sitshiya khona, siloke sisiya phambili ngoba asisoze satshiya ezepinduki sivili.
Siyakuzwa baba. Yeah, pleasant.
Let's go back to Mr. Chimbwa. Mr. Chimbwa, in your commemorations tomorrow, is this subject of the disappearance of Zamara and others going to be part of the agenda?
Yeah, without preempting what the various speakers will say, is that obviously don't know what their contribution will be. I would say, my speaking on my behalf, is somebody who will also be on the panel, that obviously this issue remains a black spot or a black cloud on the issue of the accountability issues around human rights and constitutionalism by the Zimbabwean government. And we think that its resolution, that is the abduction of Zamara, will do well for the government of Zimbabwe, as so many commentators, both from within and from without, have spoken about the need to have rule of law, and more particularly the respect of human dignity via the respect for human security. So absolutely, as part of celebrating Human Rights Day tomorrow, we will definitely touch on this. And the main message will be that it is a concern, considering the Bill of Rights that we now have that entrenches human dignity.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chimbuka Gibbs.
And Bishop Makaya, how hard has it been to work with the Zamara family? Let's say, are you getting any threats from the state security agents or whosoever?
How hard has it been working with the Zamara family? Very hard indeed, because you really are meeting with people that are very desperate, people that are crying, people that have got wounds, and you cannot be able to do as much as you would have wanted to do. Tai Zamara was a breadwinner. Only, I think, 2 weeks ago, I was with his wife in my office, praying with her, counseling with her, and it's very, very painful, it's very sad indeed. So, yes, it's been very difficult. And, of course, yes, I've had moments that the security people have talked to me, and some, of course, the anonymous calls that
Bishop Magaya
threatened me.
Thank you. Hold your thought there. We'll come back to you after a very, very brief break. But of course, for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube. Mr. Nyoni and Mr. Chimbwa, please stay on the line. Love Baba Nkululeko. Ubambe kona pe Zimbabwe. Siyapenduka kona manje.